You are listening to the Bouncy Business Podcast, where we'll be talking about starting and growing your very own bouncy castle business. My name is Peter, and I'll be your host. Welcome to episode 2, tips on choosing a business name. And before we get into it, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. And of course, our sponsor again is bouncybusinesscompany.com, where you can find a lot of our content that we're covering in the show. But it's also a place where you can buy inflatables. Primarily, we specialize in unique products such as the all-white wedding castle. If you haven't seen this, go check it out. It's been a massive hit all around the world. And we're the ones bringing it to you in North America, shipping across America and Canada. Go check it out at bouncybusinesscompany.com. All right, so on to the show, tips on choosing a business name. Now that you've decided to start a bouncy castle business, it is time to start thinking of the name, and this should be a fun exercise. But remember, once you choose a name, you have to stick with it. So here are a few tips on helping you make your decision. So one, the best name should be clear as to what your business does. I mean, you don't want to confuse the market or the customer on what you do. Also, I think you want to stay away from inventing words, despite companies like Google or Shopify, which aren't real names. You want to stick with real names. I think the made-up names is done and over with. It's sticking with clear or real names keeps your brand clear on what you do. Use words that people may use to Google searcher services. For example, use words like inflatables or rentals or bounce or bouncy castle, like wedding inflatables, parties, etc. Right. Your business name should portray a positive message. I think that's pretty obvious. It should be easy to pronounce and spell. Again, that goes back on what people are searching on Google. Check to see if the .com address is available as well. You can go to like GoDaddy.com or Wix.com and go check it out, because you want to get that .com. I mean, it's not important in Canada. I know some people use .ca. I've seen other variations of it, but .com is the king of all website addresses, so try to get that. And of course, think of your target audience. I mean, who are you trying to target? Are you going after just the weddings? Are you going to go after the weddings and the birthdays? Keep it open, right? So don't narrow down what you do based on a name, because who knows what the future holds for you. So you want to make sure that your name hasn't been taken first before you commit. Do a business search in your area first, maybe through Google. Then if that checks out, do a business name search through your federal or state or provincial business search databases, which you can find online. Just go check out Google and write business search names in Canada or business name search in US and check that out. You definitely want to look into that. Lastly, if you're stuck at trying to name your business, check out Bouncy Castle Network. Website. You could again Google it, Bouncy Castle Network. They've developed a pretty sweet free business name generator. This can help spark up some ideas at the very least, because some of them I think is generic, but it gives you an idea of what maybe you can come up with. But be different. I mean, there's a lot of people using the same animals like frog because they hop or kangaroo. Try something different. Be creative. Be unique. But remember, this is yours and you're going to be stuck with it. So you have to love it and don't go back and forth on it. All right. So that's it for this episode. If you have any questions, the best way to reach me is Instagram. My handle is at Bouncy Business Company. Go check it out, and we'll see you at the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.